Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. In Ephesians 6, verse 11, Paul writes and says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand or stand against the wiles of the devil." You know, there are certain elements of that passage that are extremely interesting. We talk about the devil and his nefarious ways, or we'll talk about the wiles of the devil, and we couple that with a passage in Corinthians about the methods of the devil. Today I want you to notice at the beginning of Paul's statement this phrase, "the whole armor of God." And that's going to be our word for the day. The word "whole armor" there is actually one word in the original language. It's the word from which we transliterate and get our English word panoply. The word just simply means all the weapons of God. For example, that word, a compound word, the very first part of that word is the word that means all or whole. The second part of that word is the word that literally means weapon. And when combined together, it means all the weapons of God. Now, it's interesting that in verse 11, Paul says we are to put this on using a certain tense in the original language that means once and for all, we are to arm ourselves with all of the weapons that God provides for us to stand against those wiles of the devil. And let me notice a few of those with you today. For example, in the passage, Paul speaks of the girdle of truth that we are to wear. Now, of course, the girdle in its original context would have been that wide belt that would have held all of the elements of that armor together. And here, our girdle is the girdle of truth. Listen, without truth, there is nothing to bind the other elements of the armor together. In putting on the panoply, that whole armor of God, we are also put on the breastplate of righteousness. And of course, the original word there, thorax, is the word that meant the chest area. And the Roman soldier himself would have worn something that would have protected those vital organs of the body. And just as the Roman soldier would have done that, we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is what protects our most sensitive and our most vital elements of Christianity, our peace, our hope, all those things that we have in relationship to God. Paul also writes and says that we are to put on our sandals, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And of course, interestingly, the original sandals would have had those knobs to help their feet stay in place. And here we are to put on the shoes of preparation. And preparation really is what allows us to stand our ground. Notice also in the text, Paul writes of the shield of faith, literally the faith. And of course, that shield would have been what would have, for the Roman soldier, stopped those flaming arrows. The faith is our defensive weapon. It's what allows us to stop the attacks of the devil. And I cannot imagine a better example of that than in Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, where Jesus three times make an appropriate appeal to the Scripture to defend against the wiles, those flaming arrows of the devil. Notice also in the text that Paul writes of the helmet of salvation. I would like you to note that in 1 Thessalonians 5 and in verse 8, the text there talks about the helmet of the hope of salvation. Of course, the helmet protects the most vital area of the body, the head. And just as a soldier would wear that to protect his head, so the hope of salvation protects us. Confidence, without that we are indeed nothing. Without that confident and hopeful, certainly expectation of eternal salvation someday. Then finally, notice that Paul talks about the sword of the Spirit. And of course, the Roman sword would have been a short, very quick moving dagger that would have been extremely sharp. And in the same way, we have such a weapon, and that is the Word of God, Paul says in Ephesians 6, verse 17. We would like to add that Paul does continue that by saying there is the prayer. And the prayer is what strengthens the child of God. It's his ability to call upon God for help. And so in this passage, Paul says we are to put on the whole armor of God, put on the panoply of God. And thus we often sing to take in that wonderful song, we put on the panoply of God, all the weapons that God has allowed for us to stand against the wiles of the devil. Have you taken the panoply of God? And are you using all the weapons that God has provided? Whole armor. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.